This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The cops on NYPD Blue are tough and cynical, but the rookie detective James Martinez hasn't been hardened yet. He's energetic and eager to learn. Martinez is played by Nicholas Turturro, and yes, he is the brother of actor John Turturro. In the first season of NYPD Blue, Martinez's mentor was Detective John Kelly, played by the since-departed David Caruso. In this scene, Detective Kelly has sent Detective Martinez out of the room so Kelly can interrogate a suspect by himself. After the interrogation, Kelly is ready to answer Martinez's questions.
What's on your mind, James?
I wanted to ask you, when you sent me outside, you gave me a gun and so forth. I wanted to ask you, what happened in there? Why the guy gave it up?
You mean, did I beat it out of him?
Yeah. That's why you confessed?
I didn't beat him.
Then why did he give it up?
Because he's guilty. And he knew I was willing to beat it out of him to get the truth.
So if it came to it, you would have beaten him?
Let me put it to you like this. I never raise my hand to a guy if I think he's guilty or I'm trying to find out if he's guilty. But if I'm sure he's guilty and the case is going to walk, unless I raise my hand, I do what I got to do.
Even though you're breaking the law?
Okay, you're asking me if I believe in the Constitution. Yes, I believe in the Constitution, and I hang on to that as long as I can. But in the case of a murderer like this, who's going to walk, I leave my gun and my jewelry outside along with the Constitution.
And if you're wrong about this guy?
Well, then God forgive me. If you want, I can make something up prettier than that, James. But that's the way it is.
Okay.
Night.
Turturro plays a very likable character on NYPD Blue. He shows a different side of himself in the new film, Federal Hill. The movie is about five young men growing up in a tough blue-collar Italian section of Providence, Rhode Island. One of them is anxious to get out of the neighborhood and make something of himself, but he's held back by his best friend, a young hood played by Turturro. Turturro's character is so arrogant and stupid that he gets his kicks breaking into the homes of made men in the mafia, and he really believes he's cool enough to get away with it. Turturro told me he understands what it's like to be young and have delusions.
You know, you kind of get guys that get locked and trapped into just one life, you know, and they can never get out of it, never get away from, you know, it's like you want to get out of that town, you know, and you never do, you know, and it's like, you want to do something, but you never do anything. You just talk about it. You know, so I understand that, you know. Of course, for a lot of times, a lot of years, I think I was like that, where I was kind of caught in my dreams, where I'd go in my room and I'd sing Billy Joel songs, you know, and I wouldn't do anything. I just fantasize about things, you know, and it was like I had to find my dreams. I had to do it and not think about it and dream about it, you know, and to make something happen in my life, you know. So you sort of can get caught in your own dreams or get caught in a world that's like, you know, you can never get away. You can never break out of that town. You can never break away from that mentality of like, you know, your friends and this town and, you know, and when you meet those guys, they always talk about and they do the same thing. They want to do other things. Yeah. How do you do that? You know, how did you do what you did? I'm like, well, I did it, you know, I didn't, you know, there came a point where I started to do it and I felt different, and then it was different than when I was thinking about it. It was a whole different feeling.
Federal Hill is the first time you've had a leading role in a movie. Was
right.
This cast before or after NYPD Blue?
It was cast before I got the show. I you know, the guy casted it like out of his living room. So it was casted before NYPD Blue, and then I did the pilot. While we were like rehearsing, I did the pilot, and then it you know, we did the movie before NYPD Blue ever aired. So, you know, there was, I had no knowledge that, you know, when the movie came out that I was going to be somewhat of a household name or whatever.
Yeah,
they call it.
It's funny how opposite the characters are, because in Federal Hill you play someone who's a real hot dog, and NYPD Blue you're the young detective eager to learn and to do his best.
Right. There's a big difference in those characters. I got to go a lot of places in the movie, which was good. You know, I mean, I love the character on NYPD Blue, but I like the transition where I got to go really wild and almost make you like hate the guy. But then I got to the point where I got to do show you that, hey, you know, he's really not a bad guy, you know, and you feel for him. And I think that's the difference in this character. I mean, you could wind up almost like, you know, saying, man, this guy's an idiot. But then you say, you know, he's got a soul, he's got a heart, you know, he loves his father and he loves his friends, and he's frustrated. Whereas, you know, on NYPD Blue, he's just sort of a really nice guy, you know, which is nice, you know. But I wouldn't mind bringing a little edge to him sometimes. Mm-hmm. I like to.
In NYPD Blue, you play Detective James Martinez. You're Italian. How were you cast as a Latino in NYPD Blue?
Well, I have a little Spanish blood. I'm predominantly Italian, but we have a little Spanish blood. And I really, that question to me is, it's not even, I don't know, I'm not saying it's a bad question, I'm just saying it's, you're an actor, you know what I'm saying? And by the way I look, you have no way of telling what I am.
Right.
I'm just saying, there's no way of telling. I mean, you could think I'm Greek, Egyptian, Spanish, and so, I think if you can do the job and you look the right, you know, look the right part, it doesn't matter if you're full Latin or full Italian. I don't really think that's what's important here, you know? Plus, I'm one of the true New Yorkers on the show, and the show is called NYPD Blue. So, you know, I think that's a lot of people relate to that. They're like, you know, you're one of the true New Yorkers. So,
what did you have to do to get the part? What was your audition like?
My audition? Mm-hmm. I only auditioned once for them, and I was actually working at a hotel at the time, and I ran up on my break. I was a doorman for like 10 years. And I ran up to where they were auditioning people, and I knew it was like a good audition, important, but I really didn't realize it was that big of a show or anything. So I was kind of carefree, which was kind of good. But I kind of went up there, I had a sweater over my pants, and I was on a break, and I was like, hey, I got to get back to work. I didn't even care, you know, it was like, I went in there and I just flung it, and I didn't have a lot to say, but I think I made a lot out of it. I made like, whatever there was very little, but I really got their attention. I could tell when I was done, they were all kind of like stunned.
In the first season, your mentor on the show, I don't mean behind the scenes, but your character's mentor,
yeah,
was the character played by David Caruso. Were you worried when he was leaving the series that it would somehow diminish your character or your character's time on screen because your character was so close to his character?
Right. I didn't think it was going to hurt my screen time. It was a little weird to lose that relationship because it was such a special relationship. I thought he had good chemistry with everybody, but I thought me and him together had something that was really special.
Well, I bet it takes time away from your character, if only because Jimmy Smits has to establish a new character, therefore he has to be on camera a lot so we could get a sense of who is this new
who
character.
Who is he? Yeah,
and so he has to develop the relationship with the Dennis Franz character.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right, you know. I mean, so it's, they have to take care of that too. So, you know, I mean, I had a lot to do in the first couple of shows that he was in, and the last couple of shows I've been kind of light, but I'm coming back now because I'm starting to establish a new relationship with this female cop that they have working, who's been working with me now. You know, at times it's a little hard and a little difficult when you don't have as much, you know. But, and that's when it becomes even more of a challenge, you know, and more at times tiring and frustrating because you're like, oh boy, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, I'm back to being the water boy.
Right.
But
where do you shoot? Do you shoot on location in New York?
We shoot some location on New York, some exteriors. Predominantly the show is done out here in Los Angeles. 20th Century Fox.
But how do you do that? Because there are so many city external shots in the series. You have spots in L.A. that double for New York?
We double with some shots downtown L.A., and we use all the lots. We use the back lots of our lot, Paramount, Universal, Warner Brothers. So we use all the lots, and we use some streets, and we go to New York. We've been there once this year. Hopefully we're going to get back. I don't know. It's a problem with the writing this year because we're behind. But, you know, there's nothing like New York, you know, and you can't get the feeling or the energy. And you can go to the back lot and it looks good and you dress it up, but somehow you see the palm tree in the back of the building and you just don't feel any energy. So you know, that's hard, you know. I mean, but they do a great job. I mean, they do a great job of, I think, of, you know, covering. Because they got a lot of people fooled. I mean, you know, we have legitimate New York shots in the show. And we have some scenes that we shoot in New York. We go back, try to do 5-6 shows of New York bits. And some of the, we mix in some of the back lot shots out here. And people are pretty fooled. But when you see the Brooklyn Bridge or you see Queens, Leafrack City, like last year I had a scene, I mean, it's the best. And there's nothing that looks like New York.
Eklis Nicholas Turturro is my guest. He plays Detective James Martinez on NYPD Blue. And he stars in the new film Federal Hill. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Nicholas Turturro is my guest, and he stars in NYPD Blue as Detective James Martinez, and he stars in the new film Federal Hill. Your older brother, John Turturro, is also an actor. How much older is he than you?
5 years.
And he started acting first?
Yes, he did.
Is that what interested you in acting?
Well, I had been around it. I had done some plays when I was a young kid. I used to sing, and I'd been in a few musicals. So I had been around it, and you know, he was a big influence on my life, you know, like, you know, he loved basketball. I loved basketball. He got into movies. I became a movie buff. He liked boxing. So he was a very big role model for me and inspired me. But it seemed that, you know, things that he was good at, I was pretty good at. And we were different types, but we both had a lot of talent, I think, in the family. And there was a lot of natural ability. In a lot of ways, he used to say to me, I think you had more natural ability than me, but I developed myself more than you. You know, I went to college, I went to grad school, and I only went a couple of years to college. So,
why did you leave?
Well, I didn't know really what I wanted. You know, I was studying theater, and I just wasn't sure what I wanted at the time. I was kind of like, you know, I was mixed up. I went to 4 different colleges in 2 years, and I was kind of... And then I got engaged, then I got married young, and then I had a kid, and I had support. And then I started working at the hotel as a doorman and making a living and supporting a family. So that was a priority at a very young age, like 22 years old. So that became, you know, I just let everything go. And my brother and people were like, you know, you're a very talented guy. You got a lot inside you. You shouldn't abandon that. And then, you know, he encouraged me, and I definitely got inspired by him. When I went to see him film a movie, I had seen him do all his plays. We used to always go support all his plays. But I had seen him do this movie, Five Corners, and I had never watched him film before. And I went down there with my mom, and she was like, she said she got more out of a kick out of watching my face than him. She goes, because you were like so thrilled to see it. And I was like, wow, this is really exciting. I was really taken by it, you know, just being in front of the camera and the crew and the whole thing, you know, and so that was like my first exposure to the film business, and then I started studying a little bit privately in New York with a coach, and I met Spike Lee through my brother, who gave me my first break in a movie, and that's how it all began, actually.
Now, I know your father was an Italian immigrant, and he was a carpenter and builder who for a while had a contracting business in Queens, New York.
Right.
And I know that your brother, John Turturro, had to work summers for a while in that business, and that was basically the subject of his film, Mac, which you had a part in. Did you have to work in the business, too?
I didn't work in the construction business as much as my brother did. My brother worked a lot more with my father.
Did you work less in the business because you were younger?
Yeah, I was younger. And I was, me and my father had more of a, like, it's weird, we almost were like pals, you know. My father, I sort of got my father into sports and got him, he sort of mellowed a little bit with me. And we were almost like buddy-buddy, you know. My brother in a lot of ways was almost like, almost like more of a older father figure. And my father was like he was like my pal, you know, like my best friend. We used to hang out and go to the track together and... So I really miss him, and he was like my best friend. You know, even watching that movie sometimes now, it destroys me. And I was really close to him.
Do you know what happens to your character, Detective James Martinez, next season on NYPD Blue?
No, I don't.
Does that bother you?
Because
you don't know what your fate is going to be next season.
You know what? I don't think about next year. I'm thinking about today and tomorrow. So, as far as, you know, down the road and what's going to happen next season or whatever, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Nicholas Turturro plays Detective James Martinez on NYPD Blue, and he stars in the new movie, Federal Hill. This is Fresh Air.